This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Mike Tomlin confirming yesterday, and welcome back to Pomp and Joe. You can check us out on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Just go to 937thefan.com, and it'll take you right there. Confirming yesterday, Tomlin did that Jabril Peppers is now a Steeler in the wake of the injury to Deshaun Elliott. And this is a very interesting player. Somebody who was drafted and everybody wondered, is he sort of too much of a tweener here? What kind of NFL player is he going to be? And in some ways, that question is still out there. But at least by the numbers, he's been a pretty good player. But I wanted to get the lowdown here, and who better than Ben Volin of the Boston Globe, who joins us on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ben, thanks for taking time at the last minute today. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me. I'm currently driving on I-95 down to Foxborough, so hopefully the connection stays good and I hear you. And I stay nice and safe and can give you some good insight here on Jabril Peppers.
Well, I appreciate it. First of all, he's been out there for a bit. Are teams leery of him for the legal issue that he was entangled with? Or why do you think nobody picked him up right away? And where does that stand, by the way? My understanding is he was basically acquitted of everything, yes?
Yeah, he won that in court. Completely went away. He was able to return to the field last year. He doesn't have anything legally. There was also a minor drug charge attached to that. He may have pled guilty to that. Basically, while he was being booked for the first incident, he opened his wallet and forgot that he had a little bit of cocaine in his wallet. And so
whoops.
That's how. Yeah, exactly. Like whoops, exactly. So, but I think legally it's fine. I think, as always, it's follow the money. The way that NFL contracts work, for a veteran with like four or more years, which Jabril Peppers certainly is one, if they're on a week one roster, then their entire salary for the year becomes fully guaranteed. So I think that's why starting in week two, you're starting to see some veterans come off the board. I saw the Cowboys are talking to Jadeveon Clowney. I think same thing, like starting week two, because now you can go week to week with a player like Jabril Peppers as opposed to guaranteeing him his full salary. So my hunch is it's financially related, and that's my hunch why he was released by the Patriots. They had two veteran safeties, expensive guys, Kyle Duggar and Jabril Peppers. They were looking to trade Kyle Duggar during the end of preseason, found no takers. The problem was Duggar has $9.75 fully guaranteed million this year. Jabril Peppers had $4.32 million fully guaranteed this year, and I think that once the Patriots weren't able to trade one of those guys, I think they just released the cheaper option because they're still going to have to pay that money. But I think they released the cheaper option because they kept Kyle Duggar, but he only played 7 snaps the other day. Mm. So clearly he's not in their plans either. So honestly, I just think Peppers was – I don't think he was cut because he can't play. I think it's a circumstance of wrong time and place. Mike Vrabel has completely turned over the leadership in the locker room. I joked that every one of the captains last year – has gotten whacked one by one, kind of like the mobsters and Goodfellas and the Lufthansa Heist.
Right.
One by one, they've been going down, and Jabril Peppers was the latest. So I still think he can play football, and I think the Steelers made a nice pickup.
Did he have injuries last year as well, Ben? Anything lingering there?
I don't believe so. I know he played six games. I think most of it was due – well, he may have had something that made him miss a game here or there now that I think about it, because I believe he missed like seven or eight games due to the legal issue and then came back. And so he must have had one or – like, he's a very physical player, so not surprised to see him get banged up a little bit. Also probably at this point close to or on the wrong side of 30. So, very physical, in the box kind of safety, played kind of used as a linebacker a lot of times. A smart physical player, even though he's like been on four or five teams, I think the fact that he has been on so many teams is a sign that he can still play. The Patriots got him. Joe Judge was his coach in New York, and then Joe Judge came to New England and brought Jabril Peppers with him. So I think he was a solid contributor and a good locker room presence for them the last few years, and just got caught up in, for Mike Vrabel, the tie went to the rookie this year. The tie went to the Mike Vrabel guy, and they were just looking to get rid of some of the older veterans.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the perfect replacement, at least for now, for Deshaun Elliott, an in-the-box type guy. How was he in coverage in New England?
Not his strong suit, but I think you can still match him up against the safety and feel okay about it. Certainly a guy who can, sit back in his zone, maybe more in the second level than the third level, and hit a tight end over the middle or try to go get a running back. Just a physical player, someone who can blitz, get after the quarterback. You can do a lot with Peppers. I mean, coverage is not his forte, though, so that's not the type of safety he is. But otherwise, he's a very physical player and does have some good versatility.
Ben Volin from the Boston Globe is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Meanwhile, while I have you, Ben, we have a game here in a week and a half, Steelers-Patriots. A lot of people pegged the Patriots as a surprise team this year. They're coming off a rough first outing, but we all know how things go in the NFL. What's the state of the Patriots right now?
I think a lot more gloom and doom than there had been all throughout the summer and training camp. I mean, that was a really bad performance to start the season against the Raiders. 2013 loss at home. Geno Smith carved them up. Chip Kelly coached circles around them, the Raiders offensive coordinator. The Patriots defense gave up some bad, did not have a great day, and then the offense was just a mess. Offensive line was bad. Receivers didn't do much. Drake May looked very uncomfortable the entire day. So they've got a huge game in Miami coming up this Sunday. And I know the Dolphins had a poor performance of their own this week. But Miami has not been kind to the Patriots, especially in September where it's hot and it's tough to play down there. This is a huge game for the Patriots. If they're 0-2 coming into Steelers week, that's a bad sign for Mike Vrabel's team. So very important for Drake May and the offensive line and everyone on that side of the ball to pick things up in a hurry, because it was not a good start in week one.
Meanwhile, Ben, I'm sure you're following the Bill Belichick drama week to week, so perhaps most entertaining here. What do you make of that situation? I saw you retweeted Belichick's quote when he was asked about the difference between pro ball and college ball. He said, "There's no owner and there's no owner's son," which was a great quote. What is happening here between him and Kraft?
Do you guys still have me?
Yeah. I was asking about Belichick and Kraft and sort of who's the driving force between ugly that's become.
No question. It's very ugly. It's like a civil war at this point, a very messy divorce between Kraft and Belichick. I mean, Belichick got fired from New England 2 years ago. Kraft tried to soften it as a, mutual parting of ways, but Kraft did not want to go. And then, obviously, I think the two had been harboring bad feelings, and then it amped up to a whole new level last summer when the Patriots released this 10-part documentary called The Dynasty on Apple TV. And, I wrote that they should call it Kill Bill, because they just crushed Belichick throughout the entire series. And it's just been a pretty ugly back and forth since. And Belichick's not really helping himself. He took it to a new level recently. A new level of pettiness by banning the Patriots scouts from UNC's football facility, games and practices. They're not welcome anymore. you know, and he says, and the, you know, UNC officials say, why would we welcome the Patriots, you know, based on how they've treated Bill since he's been gone. And it's just, it's very ugly and petty right now. And a lot of it is coming from Belichick. So, you know, for UNC, I think they're still in the any attention is good attention phase with Belichick, but it's a lot of negativity kind of building up with Belichick between his girlfriend and the feud with the Patriots and all this stuff off the field, which you never used to see from Belichick. He was always all about, you know, eliminate the noise and do your job and all that stuff.
Right.
So he's making a lot of noise at UNC, and they're putting up with him for now. But if he doesn't win and if he doesn't keep the money rolling in, I could see them getting pretty tired of his act pretty quickly.
Last question, completely off the topics we've been talking about. I saw you tweeted, Ben, the NFL making it up as it goes along with Jalen Carter. They considered this to be a one-game suspension, which seemed a little bit odd to me and obviously does to you too. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, I guess the kinder way of saying it would be this was a settlement reached between all the parties to because Jalen Carter didn't play a snap because his spit took place before the first snap and he was ejected, the NFL is willing to consider that his one-game suspension. They docked his game check of like $57,500, and they're letting him play this week, case closed. I think the settlement is that spitting previously was not a suspendable offense. It was a finable offense. So I guess the NFL, which is looking to, has made a point of emphasis about sportsmanship this year. It allows the NFL to call it a suspension for a spit and kind of set that precedent. But then Jalen Carter is still able to play this week. He doesn't have to face additional punishment. And the Eagles even agreed not to void future guarantees, because if you're suspended in the NFL, a team can then easily void all your guarantees. So everyone negotiated this settlement, I guess, and it seems like everyone got something out of it, but definitely making it up as they go along. And what do you know, Jalen Carter is allowed to play against the Chiefs this Sunday.
Well, thank you, Ben. I appreciate it at the last minute again taking time, and that was insightful on all counts, especially Peppers. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, I don't see a downside here. I really don't. Peppers is a guy who's like Ben said, not really considered a great cover guy, but he hammers people. He's basically Deshaun Elliott is what he is. I mean, you couldn't find a better facsimile, I don't think. And I haven't seen Peppers play week to week. I'll acknowledge that. But from what I have seen, from what you read, and from what Ben just told us, that's what he is. He's Deshaun Elliott. He's in the box and he's hitting people. He's another chess piece on this defense. Unfortunately, I don't know that we have a chess master who's running this defense. And that gets us to Jerry Dulac's chat this week. And man, are there a lot of topics covered here. Somebody asked him about that defense. Jerry, it's only 1 week, but the defense is continuing the trend from last season. Since you're around the team daily, is this a talent or design issue? Whose defensive design is this, Coach T or Terrell Austin? To which Dulac says, the talent changes, though not nearly enough, but the pattern doesn't. And the defense is designed by Mike Tomlin and nobody else. And that's what we know. He's the de facto coordinator, the designer of the defense. Terrell Austin strikes me as sort of yet another Tomlin figurehead coach. And man, they better get it together soon. They're going to have, you know, not a huge challenge from some of the quarterbacks upcoming, I have a feeling. Sam Darnold in a new place, one. We just heard Ben Vallin talking about Drake May struggling. They're going to have Joe Flacco coming up on the schedule pretty soon. Although J.J. McCarthy looks way more interesting than he did a week ago at this time. Point being, maybe they can get away with this for a bit, although they look like absolute you-know-what on Sunday. They have to get this together defensively, not to the point of just being an average defense or even good. They have to be better than that. I'm not saying historically great like they boasted they were, but they have to be an elite defense for the money you're paying them. And man, do they seem like a long ways from that. And even shutting down Sam Darnold wouldn't convince me otherwise. That was hard to watch the other day. It was a continuation, basically, of the Baltimore playoff game where they just got the ball pounded, just pounded at them. Peyton Wilson, you heard Chris Hoke saying he was a no-show. Chris said that on the postgame, on the KDK postgame with our friend Pomp, that he was a no-show, that he's too easy to block is basically the gist of it. Can't get off blocks, and that he was getting attacked in that game. So, I don't know, can Jabril Peppers play inside linebacker? Maybe he's not one of the best cover linebackers in the world if he were to play that, like Peyton Wilson described himself as. But maybe they could, you know, scheme their way to something better against the run. I don't know. Neither do they, apparently. You know, but it is another chess piece for them to use. And I think this pickup makes all the sense in the world, Peppers. Now, the other thing that Jerry got into, well, there's a lot of things because it's Jerry's weekly chat, which is must read at postgazette.com, was the Cam Hayward situation. And you remember, camp started and nothing was deemed amiss at all. It just looked like an older guy in Cam, not really participating in many drills, and nothing seemed that unusual about anything that was happening. And then suddenly, from out of nowhere, Adam Schefter dropped in like Benzie at the Tomlin news conference. Just drops in with a, oh yeah, Cam Hayward's having a hold in here. Things not going well with the contract. And from day one, we're wondering, would the Steelers have leaked that or would Cam have leaked that? My thinking was always the Steelers because Cam just absolutely got crushed from minute one in the PR battle. So I would think it was the Steelers who put that out there in order to win points in the PR campaign. Well, not according to Jerry. Here's his question from a man named Josh. There's certain people in the Pittsburgh media, says Josh, who believe the Steelers were the ones who leaked the Cam Hayward hold-in to the media, and actually not Cam and his team. He says, Josh does, I personally did not see how that would have benefited the Steelers to leak that to Schefter or anyone else. I do, Josh. It gives them points in the public arena, which is a big deal, I think, in a contract dispute. But anyway, he says, do you think the Steelers leaked it to Schefter to make Cam look bad? I just don't see that happening when nobody even knew it was going on. To which Dulac replies, and I quote, it was Hayward's agent, I'm sure with Cam's approval, who leaked it to the national media, not the local media. And the certain people in the Pittsburgh media, says Jerry, to whom you refer, have no idea what they're talking about, mainly because they have no idea how it works with agents. Well, I'm going to trust Jerry on that one. And I'm also going to say that this was, is he intimating that this was a good idea? Because Cam's camp has been butchering this for over a year now, going back to last year when they signed a crap contract and then tried to weasel their way out of it and couldn't. And then they go to, what did they think was going to happen when they went to the media, when they went to Schefter? Another horrible move. I could have told them, anybody could have told them, bad idea because this move wasn't popular last year. Last year, a lot of people wanted to see Cam take a pay cut, and there was a lot of criticism of him last year. What do you think's going to happen this year when he has a 3-year contract? He got the Steelers not to make him take a pay cut last year and got a 3-year contract. What do you think's going to happen this year if this gets out? I'll tell you what's going to happen. He's going to get absolutely crushed, which is precisely what transpired. He got crushed. So, okay, if it was the agent, which means it was Cam, another horrible, horrible PR move. I mean, this was the Michael Dukakis of presidential campaigns. This was the Ross Perot. He ran for president, didn't he? This was the worst PR campaign any athlete looking for a contract has ever run over the course of a year, whatever it was. Twice. And the second time was a billion times worse. Let's leak to the media that Cam wants more money 1 year after signing a 3-year deal that was criticized. Good idea. Yeah, let's go do that. And then watch him get crushed like no athlete, popular athlete I've seen in this town over a contract dispute. Popular athlete. Like all-time popular. And I think in the end, he'll remain that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because they have no idea how it works with agents. Not agents who made this many missteps. This was idiotic if, in fact, they leaked it to Adam Schefter. Anyhow, I just wanted to get that out there. There's a whole lot of Broderick Jones to talk about. And would the Steelers be interested? Should they be interested? In one Tyreek Hill, because this Dolphins thing is falling apart faster than the Bills Stadium in Buffalo. It's falling apart faster than the old Civic Arena. The Dolphins stink. And Mike McDaniel, I believe, will be the first coach fired in the NFL this season. And I think, and Tyreek Hill has worn out his welcome and then some there. Do you get that little grace period, the honeymoon with Tyreek Hill if you bring him in? I want to talk about that next. But first, let's hit a couple calls here. Ty, go ahead.
Yep. Let's go to John in Mars.
Hey, John. What's up?
Hey, Joe. I think I called you and told you a couple weeks ago, should have dumped Cam then and his brother. Remember the nepotism. What did he do on special teams? Oh, he just got a penalty.
Well, surely you don't feel now like they...
It's all coming out, and everybody, oh, it's Cam. They ran on us for 200 yards. Who's supposed to stop the run? defensive linemen. They ran us for 300 yards in the playoffs. Who's supposed to stop the run? Defensive linemen. Should have got rid of him when he said Rodgers didn't want to be here. You don't want to be a Steeler, and don't come, right? Who turned out to be good? Who turned out to be bad?
So let me get clear on your point here. You would still move on from Cam. You're not glad that he's here in spite of the contract situation. You're not glad he's here. Do I have that correct?
You have that correct, yep.
Thank you, sir.
You think with some...
Well, go ahead. Whoop, you got him?
Yeah, I got him. Sorry. Johnny and Cranberry, not the same John.
All right. Well, let me just comment on that one for a second. Listen, that last guy had a point. Cam Hayward is the piece on that defensive line that has gotten ruined in its last two games. That's inarguable. He has a point there, but if I were a Steeler fan, I'd be glad they have him right now. I still think once he sort of gets into shape here, game shape, that he's going to be a good player this year. I don't know that. I don't know that, but I think that. Next.
Johnny and Cranberry.
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Joe. Love as always. I can't go as far as polarizing as John and Mars there, but I think Donnie Football said it yesterday. He's the fifth highest grossing salary-wise Steeler of all time. And that is not to be a benchmark, but he set the table. We don't know. We don't know in the locker room with the guy. But you're right. It was the worst PR move. He was off drinking the Mai Tai in folklore, on a beach of just, he had it buttoned up, Walt Payton Man of the Year, it was in my opinion, and I don't know, we never know, it was a huge PR debacle. And I can't blame guys like John and Mars for feeling it the way they do. I think it's a little extreme. That being said, I use this term with my kids. I use it in life. Big boy football, put up or shut up. He did not put up. And he's got to put up now.
He claims that this is going to be the week that, and I appreciate the call, in short order, that the Steelers are going to get this run game together. And who knows? I don't think they're facing a dynamic offense here on Sunday by any means. And from the sounds of it, maybe a worse one the next week against New England. So maybe like last year, we'll be deluded for a little while into thinking this is a great defense. Let's see what happens when the competition stiffens. And I don't think the Jets are going to have a great offense this year, by the way. Having said that, some weird stuff happens in week one. And the only reason I'm revisiting, I don't want to talk more Cam, don't worry out there. But the only reason I'm revisiting this is this was the first definitive word I've seen from Jerry or anybody else on, yes, this was Hayward's side that leaked this. This is the Michael Dukakis campaign all over again. I mean, this is just one misstep after another going all the way back to last year. All right, let's talk about a lineman on the other side of the ball. That would be Broderick Jones. We'll talk about him coming up next, and we're also going to take a little trip around the NFL because there's stories brewing left and right. Bad idea. I mean, as literally as I was speaking about Tyreek Hill last segment and just throwing that out there because of the Dolphins disintegration, I see a headline come across Pro Football Talk. Mike McDaniel addresses new domestic violence allegations against Hill. And then I realized that came out Monday, which I did not see. A new report emerged. And McDaniel said today, we've been in communication with the NFL. We'll let that process play out. And so a hard no here to this. A hard no. Forget it. Forget I ever said it. Plus, I mean, on the topic of a number two receiver, it occurred to me before the season, and we talked about it, how many guys are going to get the football for this team? Like Jonnu Smith had some big plays the other day. Design plays for a first down, for a touchdown. If you're going to have a couple of those thrown in, I want Metcalf getting the ball a ton, right? You want him to be the guy, and in order to be the guy, you got to force feed him. And sometimes that literally means forcing the ball to him, like Antonio Brown. I'm not putting him on that level by any means, but if you have a guy That's going to be a bunch of targets per game. Then you have Freiermuth. Then you have backs out of the backfield. Then you have Calvin Austin, who has emerged, and I'm willing to let that one play out for a while. You know, you earn it. He definitely took a step last year. Maybe not a giant one, but a step. And he took another one in that game the other day. The end of the half, he was tremendous. Rodgers really made the first play, but it was so unusual to see a Steeler receiver that wide open. And Austin takes it, you know, what was it, 30 yards or so down the field? And then he made the play on the 50-50 ball down by the goal line. He also drew an interference. He could have, I mean, it could have been a very different story at the end of the game if they had correctly called interference. He had already drawn an interference call on what became the game-winning drive. He should have drawn a second. So he had a big day, a huge day. And I think that's to be honored. This guy is staking his claim as the number two wide receiver. But it's always been my feeling that you don't necessarily need that. You don't necessarily need it. There's a lot of guys around here who are capable and who everybody talks. I didn't even mention Mount Washington. He's supposed to be a receiver this year. I don't care that he wasn't. I'm not among those who are, you know, freaking out over Roman Wilson the other day or even the run game. I don't care. I don't care if they run the ball all season. If they put up 30 points, you do what the game dictates. On any Sunday in any stadium, if you have the ability to do what the game dictates to win, then you're going to be a really good offense. Now, it's one of these weeks or several weeks, it may dictate that they need to run the ball, and then we'll see. Last week, it didn't. They didn't need to run it. They put up 34 basically without running it. So who cares? And really, who cares about Roman Wilson's involvement in the offense? Why is that even a talking point? I couldn't care less. Maybe on another week I would, if people in front of him fail, and if the passing game as a whole falters, then we can talk about Roman Wilson. Why would I care on a week like that? And why would I care about Mount Washington's involvement or lack thereof in the pass game? Who gives a crap? Not everybody's going to be involved every week. If they were, you'd have the most diverse passing game in the history of football. You'd have Metcalf and Austin, and don't forget about Scotty Miller. All he does is make plays. And Mount Washington and Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith and Warren out of the backfield and Kenneth Gainwell, who's suddenly their version of Le'Veon Bell with the touches he got. There's only one football, last I checked. If you put up 34, you get the benefit of the doubt with me on every single issue. And if you give up 32 on the other side, you get zero benefit of the doubt on that side. That defense stunk. However, going back to the offense, there is one issue that needs to be talked about for sure, and that's Broderick Jones. And Mike Tomlin talked about it yesterday. My friend Ty here, and we got thrown together at the last second. We had a Harry Callis incident, not an incident. He's sick. He called in and, so Ty and I were thrown together at the last second. Do you have access to that, Ty?
I have access to everything.
Well, that's good. Let's hear Tomlin on Broderick Jones.
How would you evaluate Broderick's performance?
You know, certainly it could be better, but certainly all of our performances could be better. Our quarterback got hit too much, and he was a component of that.
Like, you worry about confidence with him at all?
I don't.
Why not?
Because it's football. You don't get to the National Football League by being fragile emotionally. There's a lot of confident guys that I work with. You win some battles, you lose some battles, you come back fighting. That's just the nature of the men that play this game at this level.
Well, I like the first answer because it was honest. I mean, there is concern. Who wouldn't be concerned? I mean, he's getting beat left and right, and you have a 41-year-old quarterback. And the other options, I might add, are not that attractive. You have former Detroit Lions quarterback Calvin Pete, Andres Pete, who could be one option here, and then Spencer Anderson. I don't like those options, or Calvin Anderson, I'm sorry. I don't like those options. And I think Broderick Jones is clearly going to get every chance to play his way out of the lineup, you know? So that's a problem. That's a problem because Aaron Rodgers has basically lost the ability to move is what he's lost. So you can't have that on the blind side. That's an accident waiting to happen with your quarterback. And it's a major issue. Even when you score 34, that's a major issue moving forward. And I don't know what they're going to do other than hope he plays his way out of it. It was concerning from the start, and the theory that he was moving back to his natural position. Okay. You know, maybe there's something to that, but you take a bad right tackle and put him on the left side and that magically, you know, cures him. That makes him into a good tackle. It's a problem. And not a small one. So there just aren't many options. And then I mentioned earlier in the show, if you were thinking, man, I wish we still had Dan Moore. Did you see the game he had? He gave up 7 pressures. You know, it makes you wonder about last year with Mr. Unlimited and Justin Fields. How did they survive? They had the worst tackle combination in the league. It also makes you wonder about the development of tackles around here. I suppose you could argue on one hand, hey, the Steelers took Dan Moore, you know, a mid-round, low-round pick type guy, and made him into an $82 million tackle. Or you could look at it like, did Dan Moore ever really develop? The dude gave up the most sacks in the league last year. I don't know what's happening with him. Why somebody gave him $82 million. I think the other argument is where I would lean. I don't know that they did a great job developing Dan Moore. He's not very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So that idea is sort of out the window, too, that, hey, if they love Dan Moore so much, they should have signed him and, you know, done something else. Move Fatanu to guard, I don't know, and keep Broad on the right side. Then you'd have the two worst tackles in the league again. That's got to change. Something has to change here with that situation. 412-928-9370. Dulac in his chat also said definitively he thinks that Derek Harmon is going to play against New England in week three. And man, do they desperately need him. That was a bloody disaster the other day. Were you surprised, I wonder, out there by that? Were you shocked by it? I guess we can't be shocked, and yet somehow I still was. I don't expect this defense to be historically great. I just could not believe that the Jets lined up and beat their faces in. I couldn't believe it. Even though the Ravens had done the same thing, the Ravens are the Ravens with Derrick Henry. They're going to do that to people. They did it again on Sunday night. Although when I look back, by the way, at that game on Sunday night, looking at Baltimore, you could look at that and say it was one of the best wins, comeback wins in NFL history, or one of the worst losses. I'm going with B there. That was one of the worst losses I've ever seen in an NFL game. The Ravens felt like for most of that night, they could score on every play, and they darn near did score on every play. It looked like a college game, a college mismatch. You know when we're watching those, where it's, oh my God, this team might score a touchdown every time they snap the ball. It's that bad. It really looked that bad. And I texted a friend here at the station during the game. When the Bills were still within a score late, I said, how much of an indictment is this on the Ravens that they're only at one score ahead in this game? How is that possible? That was one of the worst losses I've ever seen. And there's opportunity here for the Steelers, is sort of the moral of that story. There's opportunity in this division. The Ravens have a nasty habit of turning victories into losses. They're a wildly talented team. I picked them to win the Super Bowl this year, and I'm already regretting it. I'm already regretting that. As I texted the guy I mentioned the other night, I predicted the fumble. I thought Lamar would fumble. I said, because the Bills had cut it to 8 with a lucky touchdown. And I said, you watch, Lamar's going to fumble here. The Ravens could blank up a lemonade stand. And sure enough, it was Henry who fumbled. And then you see all these numbers coming out the next day on the Ravens. They've blown 5 double-digit fourth-quarter leads since 2019. Just process that for a minute. A double-digit lead in the fourth quarter is basically game over. I know the NFL is exciting and there's crazy finishes all the time. I get it. But that's basically game over. They've blown 5 of those since 2019. The only other team that's blown that many double-digit fourth-quarter leads plays in Chicago. And that is a franchise you never, ever want to keep company with. So, and that, to me, that's on your head coach. That's on Harbaugh. And every game that the Steelers win that they can put a little distance between them and the Ravens is a great thing, quite obviously. Doesn't mean the Steelers won't fold down the stretch like they did last year. Doesn't mean they'll beat the Ravens, and they lost to them twice, almost 3 times last year. But the Steelers have the Seahawks coming up. Followed by New England, we had Ben Volin on the show earlier this hour, who covers the Patriots. Wanted to ask him about Jabril Peppers, but also asked him about the state of the Patriots. He said not good, as was evidenced by the final score. You lose to the Raiders, that's never good. Okay, so the Steelers have Sam Darnold, Drake May, then J.J. McCarthy, who's become way more interesting, and that's going to be a fun day, right? In Ireland with Adam Crowley, some of you will be. Be sure to rub it in on the Mountaineers after they lose to Pitt, coming off a loss to Ohio. Man, is he going to take a lot of crap on that trip. I can't wait to hear the stories from that trip. But it's still, let's see J.J. McCarthy do it again, and he's still essentially a rookie. I still like that matchup, even against this Steelers defense. And then whoever Cleveland's going to put at quarterback by then, after the bye week, they have a chance certainly to be off to a 4-1 or 5-0 start. And then Baltimore, who just has to be emotionally battered from that game. Well, they're going to come back and beat the Browns, I think, and their old buddy Joe Flacco. But then they get the Lions, the Chiefs, the Texans, and the Rams before their bye week. Lions, Chiefs, Texans, and Rams. Oh, my. I think they're going to have three losses at that point. I think they're going to be 3-3. So this is a time to get a little cushion going there. And sometimes week one is strange, but it sure looked like the Steelers have an offense that could put up points on some people. And that's another thing they have going for them. Their first, I think, truly, it could be Minnesota. It could be Minnesota in Ireland. But I think their first truly huge test is in Cincy on October 16th. And I'm far from convinced that the Bengals are going to suddenly revert to like 11 wins or something. I'm not buying that defense at all. I don't care what they did against Cleveland. And their offense stunk again and got off to a slow start. I believe that'll still be a great offense. But Cincinnati's beatable. Of course they are. Look at the two games they had against the Steelers last year. Both close games that went down to the wire. That's what I expect in the division for the most part. Bank wins. And bank them now. That's the moral of the story here. I don't even know how I got there. All the way from Tyreek Hill to that, but we did. Mark Cabali going to join us in the next hour. I'm hoping for the whole hour. He bumped me for McAfee. I don't even know what he said. This happens all the time with Cabali. And he busts my chops all the time by saying that I switch on him. I get a last second text after we agreed 1 to 140. He says, can we make it 115 to the end of the show? Just found out I have to meet with CFO Phil from the McAfee show. Who is CFO Phil, Ty?
One of the guys in the back. Hey, that's probably about money because F means financial. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
I'm not going to play with a man's money.
I am, and I'm going to ask Cabali for details on that. I want all. Maybe he's going to get in a Cam Hayward-like dispute. We're going to see statements coming out from Cabali. He's going to leak that he's having a hold-in on McAfee. That would be tremendous. We'll have Cabali, whenever he decides to join us. In the meantime, I have a couple other Steeler questions for you. And let's talk a little Aaron Rodgers next, too. That was fun to watch. Real impressive. You know, we could talk the lack of mobility. That worries me only in the context of Broderick Jones right now. You know, Tom Brady couldn't move really for his whole career, certainly not by the end of it. But Rodgers, the different platforms he was releasing from, his ability to change plays, get them into a better play, to find wide open guys. How many times in recent years have we said, how did he not see the open guy there? And I realize it's a very difficult game to play. That's why you want somebody who's done it at a high, high level like Rodgers. And, you know, one game anyway, I'm changing my tune on him. Right now, I want to see more, but he was great. That's what I would say about him. 412-928-9370. Everything you could have expected and more. Mark Cabali, whenever he sees fit, will join us in the next segment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.